if you believe in religious principle, they couldn't change it.
They couldn't change it, right? Uh-huh. Because Christ was born. Mm-hmm. He was born back there, and not ever, whenever he was born, and it's going to be that way all of the time. Mm-hmm. If he said it, and it was said in the Bible, that you wait until you have married mm-hmm. before you have any contact with your mate, mm-hmm. then that's the same as it's going to be all the time. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, I just don't feel that those things can change. And this is a lot of the permissiveness that parents allow to go on mm-hmm. at this time. Now, gambling the same way. And gambling was going on in my day too. It still is going on, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily approve of it. I enjoy playing cards, but I don't play for money because it's too hard to get.
That's, I guess, one temptation that I've never had. That's temptation to gamble.
Right.
I don't know why, but I've never. Of course, almost all my friends would bet on, you know, bet on football games mm-hmm. and so forth. This town, how much money people lost in the game last night? But I never. That's one temptation I never ever.
That's
had.
I don't even know when a football is. What is it? A touchdown
mm-hmm,
is achieved. Never. And when I was dean of women, you know, I went to the game not because I was interested, mm-hmm. but just to show the moral support mm-hmm. for the school mm-hmm. and for the girls and boys. And I went there, and our team had scored 14 points before I had even known that the first touchdown had ever been made. And, oh, boy, and so that's it. I don't like football, though. I like to watch basketball better, and I think that, too, is a part of my understanding of it. Mm-hmm. And when I was in high school and things like that, we didn't see that much football. And so consequently, I didn't have an interest. I played basketball. Mm-hmm. I went to basketball games with, you know, the necessary mm-hmm. people.
What position did you play in basketball?
Who knows? I just got out there. Because I had to also. Mm-hmm. But you see, they don't require girls to play. Didn't require them to play football then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Something that you don't know much more about. If a woman wants to maybe buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square of cloth to use as a swatch. And if she sees a dress she likes very much and it's very becoming, she might say, oh, that's a very...
dress that I want.
Mm-hmm. Or she wanted to describe how the dress looks, you know, she likes it. It was a very important dress,
it's very pretty, it's mm-hmm. perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
It fits fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you might say, well, if you had two dresses, you would say, this dress is pretty, but the other one is...
it's prettier.
Mm-hmm. And if you had on that pretty dress and you had to fix dinner, you might put what over your dress to...
an apron.
Mm-hmm. And this thing that I write with is a...
pen.
Mm-hmm. And say you have a button come off on your shirt, you might put it together with a...
with a needle and thread.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to hold it temporarily, you might just stick what in it?
A pen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see, when you buy soup, you usually buy that in a
can.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually made of
a metal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what kind of metal that might be made of?
Tin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a dime is how many cents?
Tin.
Let's see, what do we talked about dresses and so forth, things that women wear. What do most men usually wear at church on Sundays?
Suits.
Mm-hmm. What are the parts of a men's three-part suit? What do you usually call it?
Coat, vest, and pants.
Mm-hmm. Ever use any other name besides a vest?
I don't. It may be one that's been used. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about pants? Any other name you might use for that?